This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by FullScript. FullScript is a virtual dispensing platform that helps practitioners, myself included, improve patient care and adherence by dispensing professional-grade supplements from anywhere. It has the industry's most comprehensive catalog of products and features like refill reminders and auto-reorder. I've been using FullScript in my practice for years. I even use FullScript to order supplements for myself and my family. They've got all the brands I use. So I have firsthand knowledge of the impact that they can have on your patients. It's simple to use, providing EHR integrations, customizable dosage instructions, and an evidence-based protocol library. It makes integrative medicine feel integrated. It integrates with your way of working and with your patients' day-to-day lives. So if you're looking to boost patient adherence and eliminate inventory management, you should really try FullScript. If you're a practitioner looking to sign up, go to fullscript.com/Hoffman to start using FullScript for free today. If you're a patient currently ordering supplements from your doctor, let them know about FullScript. Tell them Dr. Hoffman sent you. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking respiratory health with the CEO and founder of Clear Inc., X-L-E-A-R-X, because it's about xylitol, spelled like xylophone with an X. And xylitol is the secret to the benefits of clear nasal spray, a natural solution, an over-the-counter medicated nasal spray that you find actually not medicated, but potentially some of the new products may contain some medication. Also, the Spry line of oral care products with xylitol that has thousands of clinical studies showing xylitol's effectiveness in creating an unfriendly environment for bacteria in the mouth and helping to reduce the risk of tooth decay and periodontal disease and other oral health issues naturally. So, Nathan, you've got some new projects on the drawing boards for Clear and excited to share them with our listeners.
We actually have a lot of good projects and things that are coming out. And, you know, I'm excited for the future. I'm excited because I think that the products we're bringing out are products that will do two things, which are goals that we always try to stand firm to, which is, you know, help people live healthier, more productive, more fulfilling lives, and also bring down the cost of healthcare. And, you know, that's everything we do. But, you know, we've been bringing out some of these OTC nasal sprays where we've actually used oxymetazoline, which is a decongestant with xylitol, because it keeps your snot, your mucosal layer intact while it slows down the production. We're looking at bringing out antihistamines, but I think that what you're referring to is some of the research we've been doing that has to do with this whole coronavirus.
Yep. What's going on there?
Well, we're just waiting on the FDA to get back to us. I don't know when that's going to happen. They've said it'll happen by May 29th. But we send all the data over to them because, you know, we've actually with, Dr. Gustavo Ferrer, he's out of Florida. He's a pulmonologist, but we've been working on an antihistamine that you would use to spray up your nose with xylitol, and it was an allergy treatment. We've been going through the FDA and doing the research for over a year and a half now. And in February, we went and had an in-face meeting with the FDA in Washington, D.C., and sat down there with them, and we're going over all of these things and what our next step was. And we kind of said, hey, you know, you have this Wuhan flu, this coronavirus thing coming around the globe right now.
Right, that was looming
in February. Yeah, like, you know, you could see it happening. It just hadn't really hit in the U.S. as of yet. This was on, I believe it was February 11th. Anyway, so we were sitting there and we're telling them and saying, hey, you know, this is something you might want to look at. Not that you should, but you might want to look at, because there have been a number of studies showing how this chlorpheniramine that we've been looking at has some antiviral properties. We don't know what those properties are with the coronavirus, but we do know that with the influenza virus, it has a pretty strong antiviral effect. And we presented them with that, and they said, well, if you want to go back and resubmit that through the antiviral group, you can do that. But, you know, we don't think that's going to hit us that hard here in the U.S. Well, you know.
The rest is history.
It hasn't hit us very hard here, has it? But anyways, so about 6 weeks ago, we were like, you know, this is getting crazy. You know, you're talking in, you know, March, the beginning, the middle of March. We're like, this is crazy. So we actually got some of this stuff. We mixed it up. We sent it up to a lab here in Utah. I live in Utah. And we sent it up to a lab at Utah State University where they did some in vitro testing. And what they showed is that in 25 minutes, the solution that we sent up to them that had this chlorpheniramine and the xylitol and some other stuff, but it actually killed 70% of the viruses in 25 minutes. And that's pretty significant.
Are there any natural agents combined with that? You know, some.
In that we had oregano oil. It's it's really our rescue. It's the rescue nasal spray that we already have on the market with the chlorpheniramine.
Okay.
And the rescue nasal spray, it has grapefruit seed extract, it has oregano, tea tree, eucalyptus, it has polyarco, it has a bunch of antifungals and antivirals and you know, I don't know how much there. Nothing that we've ever tested against the COVID. And so I don't want to make any claims for that. I want to be careful not to, because we have not tested that.
Right.
It is getting tested right now as we speak. I think I mentioned, we sent up a bunch of other, solutions in, on Monday of this week to go up and get tested and see how they actually respond to it. And there's some other things that I'm excited about, but, you know,
right.
We sent it up there, and in 25,
I'll share with you that I'm cautiously optimistic about that, but I have to say that with FDA's known bias against alternative treatments, and I know that this antihistamine is a conventional medication, so at least that, you know, may persuade them that this isn't just some kind of jungle juice, you know, that it actually has a medication, so that may help advance your cause. I just, I'm worried that because of the emphasis on, you know, very expensive, you know, newly minted antivirals made by major pharmaceutical firms and or vaccines, that your application may get, you know, shoved aside because they may say, well, you know, this is not the knockout blow. You know, we're looking for the magic bullet against coronavirus. You know, everything else, you know, wait in line, basically, until you, you know, you're
well, I mean, I actually agree with part of what you said and disagree with part of it. The only part that I disagree is that they are looking for something that is a knockout blow. They're looking for something that's going to kill it. And what they're not doing, which I think is absolutely appalling. It's, you know, I think it's going to go down in the annals of history as one of the stupid things, the most stupid things that's ever happened in healthcare, is they're not looking at anything that involves something being sprayed up their nose to solve this problem.
When it is a respiratory infection, after all, you know, it's a respiratory infection.
And I'm going to tell you right now that I think that any effective solution to this is going to involve an antiviral. Whatever that antiviral is, it's going to involve an antiviral sprayed up your nose. And the reason why I believe that is because, you know, there's multiple papers that have shown and discussed this, that 90% of the viral load is in your upper airway. And if 90% of the viral load is in your upper airway, why not attack it there?
Yeah, attack it at its roots, really. And, you know, and
I mean, the analogy that I use is the FDA is like this parent who takes their kids out to this playground, and there's this hornet's nest sitting, hanging from the slide or hanging from the swing set. And their kids keep getting stung, and they keep swatting the wasps as they sting their kids. But they're not looking at the wasp nest up there and saying, hey, why don't we get rid of the wasps?
Well, that makes too much that makes too much sense.
Well, you know, but you know, if you want to stop it, get rid of where they're coming from.
Right. Well, okay. I mean, I think that's really been the whole orientation of your company, because, you know, frankly, you're pitted against the manufacturers of antibiotics, which are, you know, thousands of times, you know, more wealthy and powerful than you, the manufacturers of steroid nasal sprays and other pharmaceutical remedies for, you know, sinusitis and for seasonal allergies, you know, the oral medications that are given to patients for allergies. And, you know, it's kind of a David and Goliath kind of effort. And, you know, unfortunately, that template may dominate our response to coronavirus. But in the meantime, you know, notwithstanding that there may be progress on introducing this new formula, what is available to listeners now? And actually, I was kind of, you know, every time I talk to you, there seems to be something new here. So, you know, of course, there's traditional xylitol nasal spray called Clear, your original product. But then there are some additional, you've done some refinements on that. So tell us about those.
Well, I mean, the refinements, the other versions we have is, you know, we have the Clear Max, which that actually just has capsaicin in it, which is kind of a natural antihistamine. And that really is something that we developed 8 or 9 years ago and put it out on the market. It is, you know, in the natural product space, it's the number two best-selling nasal spray out there, right behind our Clear product.
It helps produce mucus a little bit, doesn't it? Doesn't it stimulate mucus flow?
Absolutely. Yep. That's what all of our products are designed to do.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Earlier in the episode, I mentioned FullScript. Remember, FullScript is a virtual dispensing platform that helps practitioners, myself included, I'm a user, dispense professional-grade supplements and improve patient adherence from anywhere. For example, when you write a prescription through FullScript, it gets sent directly to patients via text or email. And when they place an order, the supplements get shipped right to their front door. It's incredibly convenient. The most incredible part, though, is it's completely free and available to all kinds of practitioners, giving you complete control over balancing revenue with patient affordability. So if you're looking to boost patient adherence and eliminate inventory management, you should really try FullScript. If you're a practitioner looking to sign up, go to fullscript.com/Hoffman to start using FullScript for free today. If you're a patient currently ordering supplements from your doctor, let them know about FullScript. Tell them Dr. Hoffman sent you. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by a new natural product from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farms Elderberry with Zinc and Echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation. And zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is an all-natural, science-based formula and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine the continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Nathan Jones. So help us out here. You know, how would the consumers discern? And then there's another one. There's also rescue xylitol and saline nasal spray with essential oils. So can you give us a little primer on, you know, where one might fit in with a patient's particular needs versus another?
Yes, I can. The regular Clear nasal spray is it's a hygiene tool.
Mm-hmm. So it's preventative.
Just like washing your hands.
Right. And I use that on a regular basis. Yeah.
Okay, so just like washing your hands, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, it's something that you should do as part of your hygiene routine. What we tell people is that for the first couple of weeks you use it 3 or 4 times a day. That's going to break down any biofilms. It's going to clean out your upper airway. And after that, you just use it once in the morning, once at night. Put it with your toothbrush when you brush your teeth in the morning, squirt it up your nose. When you brush your teeth at night, squirt it up your nose. And it's going to help keep you healthy. It's going to wash that airway out.
Average consumer, you know, no underlying, you know, sinusitis or severe seasonal allergies, you know, just for maintenance, right?
Correct. And the thing is that if they do that, you know, I know a doctor who wrote a really good article a couple years ago who discussed that a lot of these upper respiratory things are caused by biofilms. I think that was written by you. I think that was written by you.
Yes, that was a Dr. Ronald Hawkins, I believe. Yeah.
But the thing is, and you're right on point with that, is that most of these upper respiratory things, these chronic things, are caused by a biofilm. And so if you're using something with xylitol on a regular basis for a month or so, you should be able to get those biofilms cleaned out. And that's what the point of it is. And after that, if you're using it once in the morning, once at night, you're going to do that. The Clear Max is for people who know, let's say every May they have some allergy to some pollen or something, and they have to start using fluticasone or one of these other OTC drugs in order to cope with it. Well, what we do is we use the capsaicin, and we tell people, instead of using the regular Clear at this point, just start using the Clear Max. Mm-hmm. Use it once in the morning, once at night. It's going to stimulate that, and it's going to help keep your nose clean, because it's going to speed up that clearance cycle of washing that's going to trap the pollen. It's going to trap whatever that allergen is and hopefully wash it out faster. And the goal is that you're going to be able to use less fluticasone. You're going to be able to use less of whatever antihistamine, decongestant, or steroid you typically would use.
Mm-hmm.
You may not stop entirely, but hopefully you're able to use less.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one of our goals as a company. You know, we want to bring down the cost of medicine, but we want you to use less drugs, less medicated products.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other product that we have is actually the rescue product. And that product, I've been sick once in 22 years, and that product is what I developed after I got sick. And the reason for that is I had a sinus infection, and I went into the doctor, and you know, they gave me amoxicillin, and I, on my way home, I'm like, why am I taking a systemic antibiotic for a sinus infection? And I called my father, who, again, is obviously a physician and smarter than I am, and I said, Dad, why am I taking a systemic antibiotic for a localized sinus infection? And he said, I don't know, because that's what we do. And I said, well, why don't you give me a nasal spray with an antibiotic in it? And he said, let me find you one. And he called me back, you know, half an hour later, and he goes, you know what? I don't think they make any. And I'm like, well, why don't they? And he goes, I don't know. That kind of makes sense, that if you have a sinus infection or an ear infection, you would actually take an antibiotic and spray it up your nose, because that's where the infection is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a cut with an infection on your arm, you put Neosporin on it.
Right.
You put Bactroban on it.
You don't take oral amoxicillin, you know, for a localized finger infection.
Unless it's really bad.
Very serious, you know, that start to see streaks up your arm or something like that, and your lymph nodes sweat, you know, then okay, it's going in your bloodstream, then you do.
So I went home and did something, and I'm going to tell people right now, do not duplicate what I'm about to tell you. This is not something you should do. As I dug into it deeper, you should not do this. Do not do it. But I went home and I took an amoxicillin capsule, and I, you know, opened it up and poured it into a bottle of Clear. And I shook it up and squirted it up my nose. And I did that every couple of hours. But the next day, my sinus infection was gone. And that was pretty amazing. Like, gone. And you know, I had some discussion with my dad about it. But the reason why you do not do that with amoxicillin is because amoxicillin is not stable in water.
Okay.
That's why when they give you the little stuff for your kids, they tell you not to mix it up, and then after you mix it up, you have to refrigerate it. It's not stable in water unless you refrigerate
it. So they couldn't sell it because it would sit on the pharmacy shelf for a while and it would be unstable. Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So, you know, we did some research with some other antibiotics, and there's some possibilities there, but I am hesitant to sit there and discuss them.
Yeah, by the way, this moves you into a different realm, because you're doing over-the-counter products. This would be a pharmaceutical product. It would have to go through FDA approval, and, you know, it's a whole process that, you know, might be years and years of vetting and, you know, at the cost of perhaps millions of dollars in terms of clinical trials, as well as, you know, the bureaucratic wrangling that would be necessary to get a prescription drug prescribed. So that's not your business model.
Correct.
Anyway, right?
Not our business model. So what we did was we went and found a bunch of products that, you know, were known natural antivirals, that were known natural antibiotics, that were known natural antifungals, and we made a nasal spray with them.
Which
and that is what the
Prodarco, oregano, tea tree oil, eucalyptus, parsley is an interesting one. I didn't know that parsley had those properties, but that's one of the constituents of this. And so that's
really just to make your breath fresh.
Okay. So it's more of a, okay. Yeah. No, it's got, I mean, clearly parsley is going to do that. So, yeah. That's sort of your big gun against an acute infection as opposed
to... Yeah, and it's not designed to solve it, but it is designed to help knock it down faster.
Mm-hmm. Reduce
okay, you may still have to go get an antibiotic.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're assaulting that bacterial infection from two different fronts, it's going to fall faster.
Okay, so the three products... I mean, let's sum it up. Normal clear nasal spray, the initial product, classic Coke, xylitol, classic xylitol, classic clear. Then there's the rescue xylitol, which you just mentioned, which has the natural antimicrobials. And then there's the maxaline, which more suited for a bad allergy situation. Have I summed it up correctly?
That's correct.
Okay. One of the things, now, is this available or is this something, it says here, and I'm reading from one of your press releases, enter clear 12-hour decongestant nasal spray. Whoa, what's up with that?
That was actually our first foray, and it's actually selling really well, which I'm happy with. But it is the same active ingredient. It's oxymetazoline, and, you know, it's a decongestant. Mm-hmm. But the goal of that is to get people that want an OTC solution to use one that also incorporates xylitol. Because what the xylitol is going to do, and there was a study that was published last year, and I think I forwarded it to you, and we may have actually discussed it on this podcast, where they actually looked at using xylitol and compared it to using fluticasone to treat rhinitis medicamentum.
Where you're basically you're hooked on decongestants, and you know when you
correct.
As soon as you stop, you get that rebound congestion, right? Rhinitis Rhinitis medicamentosa. I don't know why we can't use straightforward words in medicine, but you know, I guess we get to charge more when we can write that diagnosis.
So every time I say that word, I should charge more? Man. Yeah,
there's a $5 surcharge every time you say it.
But I have to say it correctly, right?
Yeah, that's the hitch.
But anyways, and the reason why is because all of these decongestants, the antihistamines, the steroids, all of these things, they're designed to dry your nose out. Okay? And there are people whose noses are, you know, when you're breathing something in, they're going to create a lot of mucus, a lot of snot, because they feel like you've got to wash whatever it is you're breathing in out. Mm-hmm. And if you just go down and use a steroid or one of these antihistamines or whatever it is, and you dry your nose out, you're not solving the problem.
Right.
You're just sweeping it under the rug. Mm-hmm. The way to solve the problem is to hydrate your airway so that you continue to trap it and wash it away. And at the same time, you know, stop your body from overproducing that.
Right. So my impression is that this 12-hour decongestant nasal spray with oxymetazoline that is available over the counter is hopefully for temporary use because, again, you don't want to get dependent on it. It's more
absolutely
to open up your nasal passages and then maybe you can taper that and get back to ordinary clear nasal spray, or perhaps max saline nasal spray with capsicum and eventually wean yourself off of the chronic use of nasal decongestants. That would be the idea. And you can more successfully do that with your formula.
That is absolutely 100% what our goal is. Our goal is, if people go into the pharmacy and they have the idea that they want a medicated, that they need something that's medicated, to get them a medicated product that they'll try, mm-hmm. that doesn't dry out their airway.
For say someone who has terrible sinus pain, pressure, headaches, you know, associated with that, really is a sign of that you really do need. I mean, reluctantly, you have to admit somebody needs a decongestant from time to time. So that's a really worthy product lineup. Listen, it's been great visiting with you, Nate. And so let's give people the heads up on this. You know, our call to action is clear nasal products are available at Walmart, CVS, congratulations, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, Rite Aid. It's hard to get into these stores and other natural product retailers nationwide. They're also available directly through Clear, www.xlear.com. Also look for Spry Dental Products. Spry is also available at clear.com. And there you'll find the full product lineup. And hey, you're not running out of products. I mean, a lot of natural products, you know, the shelves are empty, along with toilet paper and Purell. You know, you got enough to ship products across the country?
We're shipping them not just across the country. We're shipping them around the world. The only problem is that, you know, you have to fight for space for these you know, ventilators and face masks now.
Oh, in terms of what? In terms of shipping, you know, shipping product?
Space.
FedEx and UPS, really?
No, shipping space.
Oh.
Yeah, they're like, well, we got to schedule this out. This plane and this ship, they're full of masks. And we're like, God, we need this product here. Okay, whatever, just ship them.
Wow. Okay, that along with hamburger, which is hard to find, and bacon.
If you need some, I got plenty.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. Hey, you know, I'm tempted to just get the heck out of Dodge, but I think if I arrive at Salt Lake City Airport, they're going to grab me and quarantine me. They're going to look at my driver's license and say, "You're from New York. You're like Typhoid Mary. You know, we're going to put you in the lockup for 14 days and make sure that you're."
You can tell them you're coming to my house to quarantine.
All right. You'll assume responsibility. That sounds good. Okay. Yeah. That'd be a nice place to quarantine. Nate, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. Nathan Jones, CEO and founder of Clear Inc. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. There's never been a more important time to ensure your immune system is operating at its peak. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a new natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea. Future Farm's elderberry with zinc and echinacea is the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.